This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. The ethanol industry continues to be concerned about those small refinery waivers. Now they have some research to back up the cost, what the cost would be if it continued over the next 5 years. I'll talk about it after this. I love auctions, don't you? I'm not always a participant, but I love to watch, to see what things are bringing. And you walk through that equipment at an auction, the tractors, combines, other implements, it's like walking through history. It gives you a chance to marvel at the evolution of farming technology, and you get the chance to admire how well some farmers have maintained their machinery. And those in the know trust their equipment to the dominating performance and protection of Mystic lubricants. Like Mystic JT5 Universal Transhydraulic Fluid. It's specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. So whether your ag equipment is 3 days new or three decades old, you can keep it working harder for longer. It's what the folks at Mystic call lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to the website mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. So what would happen if the Environmental Protection Agency were to continue its current practice of exempting dozens of small refiners in this country from the blending obligations under the Renewable Fuel Standard? Well, the Renewable Fuels Association now has some ammunition in its battle. An analysis by the economist at the University of Missouri's Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute, FAPRI, it is called. The Renewable Fuels Association says that FAPRI analysis demonstrates the need for EPA to prospectively reallocate small refinery exemptions to large refiners to ensure the statutory volumes under the Renewable Fuels Standard are maintained. That FAPRI report shows a number of things that would be happening over the next 5 to 6 years. The result of integrating this new assumption into the outlook, they say, underscores the impact of the small refiner exemptions on the ethanol industry. Comparing the outlook today with what it would be in 2023, the FAPRI report says the de facto Renewable Fuel Standard requirement for conventional biofuel like corn ethanol would fall from the current statutory level of 15 billion gallons to just 13.7 billion gallons of ethanol produced. The ethanol consumption would drop by an average of 761 million gallons a year between now and 2023. The average ethanol inclusion rate in gasoline would fall under 10% in this country. 10% is where it would be next year. It would steadily slide to 9.5% by the year 2023. And the consumption of ethanol in flex fuels like E85 and E15 would fall about 17% between this year and the year 2023. I'll be back after this.